Hey, this is Bucci. This isn't Bucci Live, this is pre-recorded Bucci. Which, I should have made a drop for that. Pre-recorded Bucci. Sorry, I have to be quiet. I'm at a rehearsal dinner. Under a table. My doctor, my hernia doctor, Desmond, is getting married tomorrow. I'm his patient. Where I was, he let me go. He stopped seeing me. It is weird that he invited me and my wife to this, because I hardly know him, and he knows a lot about me, like a lot. But you know Bucci, he knows when to infer a compliment. So I was flattered. But the thing is, there are a lot of his patients here at this wedding. I recognize them from the waiting rooms that, you know, we all have to wait in. They all have hernias. Like 25% of the people here have noticeable hernias. And who knows how many have ones where they can hide them under Spanx. But they are everywhere. There's a guy here with a hernia so big, when it went out in high heels, it struck oil. There's a woman with a hernia so unhealthy, Dracula bit it and got diabetes. I mean, there's someone here with a hernia so ugly, even Hello Kitty said goodbye. And that person is the father of the bride. So something's going on. Maybe Desmond just wants to keep an eye on our hernias. I gotta stop saying hernia. And we'll find out next week. I'll let you know what happened. So anyway, that's next week. What we're gonna hear tonight is selections from a trilogy of shows that Bucci did in May. They were Bucci's Community Garden and Pool Hall, Part 1, Bucci's Community Garden and Pool Hall, Part 2, The Pool Hall, Bucci's Community Garden and Pool Hall, Part 3, The Haberdashery. And so this was a series where we, Bucci, and you, I'm talking to you, built a community garden from the ground up. And then we built a pool hall from the ground to about the middle, and then a haberdashery from the ground down. And was it successful? Well, let's just say that the callers contributed their hearts out to making this crazy project work. And I think for a few minutes there, we really did build a community. But it wasn't a very good one. So it failed. But you will be back next week. So, Sophie and Henry.
Yep.
What do you want to plant in the Bucci Community Garden? I know Henry got $10 recently, so he must have a lot of seeds that he bought with that money. So, what do you want to put in the garden? Yeah, go first, Henry.
Coconuts.
Okay. So you have coconut seeds, or do you have a whole coconut?
Coconut seeds.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's good. All right, why coconuts? Do you love coconut milk or something, or coconut water?
Yeah.
You do love coconut water. Okay. All right, let's dig some, I'm going to dig a hole, and you could put the seeds, coconut seeds right in there, okay? Here we go.
Okay.
I'm digging it. You don't need to dig. I'm digging.
Bucci.
Okay.
Henry, put the coconut seeds right in there, and then.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to put, two in.
Two in. Okay. They're, like, married or something. Yeah.
One, two.
All right, now I'm going to cover it back up. Wait. All right. Sophie, what do you want to put in there? Not more coconuts, I hope.
No, I'm not putting coconuts
okay.
in.
All right. What
I'm
do you want to plant?
Put in a mango tree and an amaryllis flower.
Oh, this is very,
This is very esoteric. What? Okay, so what kind of flower is it?
Amaryllis.
Why do you like those flowers?
Because I was in a play, and the name of my character was Amaryllis, so kind of.
And it, so you were named after did you play a flower in a play?
No, I played a person, but the person was named after a flower.
Oh, that's nice. And so you want to plant, in honor of that character that you played, you want to plant a flower in the ground.
Yeah.
Okay, and then what was the other thing? A mango tree. I don't think we have the temperature, the climate to grow mangoes here, Sophie. I'm not entirely sure. This thing might not last.
I'm growing coconuts. And coconuts are in a warm temperature. So.
Well, that's true, but yeah,
and
I guess.
You're growing a mango.
God, you tied me
in
knots. All right, we'll put the you know what? We'll try it out. We'll put it in, but don't come crying a boochie if your coconuts and mangoes turn out to be duds. You know, I can only do so much. The ground can only do so much. All right, Sophie, go ahead. Put your flowers and mangoes not in the same hole. Let's do two different holes. Let's not have them. Okay?
One hole for the amaryllis plant.
Right. Just digging. Sorry, I'm just digging a series of holes. All right.
Are you ready with
the holes? Drop them in. Drop them in.
Okay. Amaryllis plant.
Okay. And then in the second hole next to it, put the mango in there. You know it's a seed, right? So you're just putting the mango seed in there, right? The big one?
Just a nice seed.
Yeah, all right. Let's put it in there.
Uchi.
Yes. Which one?
Should
I don't know who I'm talking to.
We should make a scarecrow so the crows don't eat the seed. Okay, that's
one. That's a good idea. I'm going to write that down. Scarecrow. I may just stick Jim the Poet out in there, and he'll scare away anyone, any crows or anyone else that that comes to steal it. Because, you know, you've never seen Jim the Poet. Thank God, but he dresses like a scarecrow. He's got a lot of hay stuffed in his shirts. So he's the guy for you. I'm gonna put him out in the field. That's a very good idea. All right, guys, I gotta got more planting to do.
Okay. All right.
Bye. That's great. I gotta say, I don't have a whole lot of hope because this ground that I have in the Bucci Community Garden. Shovels just fell everywhere.
We bury them deep.
In the Bucci Community Garden, we bury them deep, but the earth is cold.
Ding, 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 ding.
The only thing I have ever successfully grown, and that would be disputable by a lot of people, is marijuana.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that.
And I grew it in my girlfriend's parents' backyard because they had an orchard.
Your girlfriend from Canada?
And they went on a fishing trip in Canada.
I knew it!
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so you went on a fishing trip from Canada, and then
they did.
They did.
My girlfriend's parents, and we were there in the house by ourselves.
Right, and then
I was cultivating pot.
Yeah, pot.
Well, what happened was we started really getting on each other's nerves. So I went.
I can't
home.
Believe that.
So I just yanked up the plant and threw it in the back seat of my car.
Yeah,
and took it home. And this was in the days when you could get yourself in a lot of trouble
sure.
for doing that.
Sure.
But I didn't care, as I watered this thing faithfully for a month.
Uh-huh.
And then I put it in the back porch in a can, and it died.
Well, that is very sad, but all things must die prematurely, as you know, Franco.
Yeah. I even poured milk on it. I thought it would be nutritious.
Franco, you don't want to put a weed in my community garden, right? Because there's nothing that divides a community more than weed.
Do you live in New York or New Jersey?
Yes. Yes. Either one. Both.
Well, I think you can do it in New Jersey,
yes.
But I'm not sure about
so
New York.
So there are rules in New York and New Jersey surrounding marijuana, but there are also rules in the community garden, and I'm afraid there's a sign that says no drugs, no needle drugs, and no lung drugs either, I'm afraid. So is there something else?
And I've noticed in New York City, as far as needle drugs go, people pretty much ignore that law. They just shoot up and fall in the street.
Well,
I don't know.
You've been going to a different part of New York City than I have. The New York City I have is beautiful, and there's no such problems. You know,
Good for you.
What do you want to put in this hole in the ground, Franco? I'm digging this hole as
an
we speak.
An avocado pit?
All right, that's good. So there must be some very delicious avocados out by you, right?
Oh, you can't believe it.
Yeah, but don't you have to...
They're
all right,
so
I do
good.
Believe it. So, but don't you need to cultivate that first? Don't you need to take the avocado pit and put it in some water and let it grow some roots and then put it in the ground? I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, as generally you do.
Yeah.
But we're talking about getting something done right now.
Yeah, immediately.
Now,
all right. You know
what? It's going to be successful.
I feel so far none of this stuff is growing. It's just people have gone been, you know, what happened to good old fashioned carrots? You know, like, but no, we got to put a mango tree in here. It's going to disrupt all the root system. It's going to disrupt everything else. Anyway, so
okay. How about a sunflower?
Man, that's nice.
Just weeds and they're hardy. You don't really have to take care of them. And they give a bountiful amount.
I gotta dig
of
a new hole because I dig it too,
you know, mature,
too shallow. All right, put your sunflower seeds in there. Just pour them in.
I'll spit them in. How about that?
Yeah, please.
I'm always eating sunflowers and spitting the seeds, or the shells wherever I am.
Yeah.
Okay.
I dig a big hole,
and I'll just start.
I'm already digging the hole. The hole is almost as deep as my goes up to my elbow, so I think it'll fit a couple of sunflower seeds.
Okay, I'm a good spitter, so I should probably get at least one.
Just
in the
spit.
Hole.
Just do it.
I'm gonna
stop
do it right
bragging.
Now. Okay, bye.
What? He didn't even do it. He didn't do it. The sunflower seeds are still in his mouth. I'm covering up this hole. It's useless. What do you want to grow? What do you want to grow in the Bucci Community Garden?
We bury
it. Well, I have
deep.
A few things. Mm-hmm. I have some sunflower seeds.
No. Okay. Well, we already have a lot of sunflower seeds in this garden. So is there anything else you want to put in there?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
I
good.
Have some corn.
Oh, that's reasonable. Corn. Is that K-O-R-N or C-O-R-N?
C-O-R-N.
C-O-R-N. That's good. So, corn, all right. And what's the other thing you have? I'll start digging.
And some tomatoes.
Oh, that's nice, too. It's a little late for tomatoes, but we can always try. They're very, you know, they need a lot of leeway before putting them into the ground, as far as I understand. But let's just put them in. They're not smashed up, these tomatoes. This isn't just some pasta sauce that you have, right? It's like a full tomato?
No.
Okay, good. I'll write that down. Not pasta sauce. Why don't we put the tomatoes and the corn, C-O-R-N, in the ground? I got some holes. Go ahead.
Yeah, I am.
So do you hope to eat this, I hope you come back in like 6 months and all this stuff is very bountiful and you can kind of take it home in your arms.
And no, you can take it.
Oh, well, it's the community garden. It's not all me, it's everybody's, you know, within reason. With a background check.
It's for everyone.
It is for everyone. So I hope that everyone can enjoy the tomatoes and the corn that you have planted today, hero.
Yep.
All right, bye.
Ding, 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 ding.
I've tried my hand at growing vegetables on a rooftop. It was really great. I was very fascinating the first time I did it. And, you know, it's great to grow tomatoes and jalapeno peppers grow easily.
Yeah.
And
let's pick a couple. Let's pick one. What's the best thing that you ever – what's the thing that you've had the most success? Like ghost peppers or beets?
Well,
I've had a lot of success with beets.
Just tomatoes grow easily if you water them enough.
No, we already have tomatoes. We need something else in there. What else?
Have you got jalapenos? Have you got, let's see, what else have I grown?
Onions? What about an onion?
Onions will grow pretty well.
All right, let's just put one onion. What kind of onion do you want to put? What kind of onion seed do you have?
I like the name Vidalia.
Okay, we'll put a Vidalia. Oh, those are sweet, right? All right, let's dig.
I don't know.
They are. So I'm just digging a little hole. And why don't you drop your onion seeds right in there?
Yeah, or, you know, kind of, you know, shoots or something.
Mark, thanks. And I was really nice meeting you.
You remember me at all?
Ding, ding, ding.
I have two things. I have one, I have a VHS of the movie Hole starring Shia LaBeouf.
Okay. Interesting.
And number two, I have some native tall grass.
Some NTGs. So wait. The holes thing, what do you think is going to grow if we put the Holes DVD. I hope we don't get more Shia LaBeoufs hanging around. That's one thing we do not need.
No, well, this particular tape is kind of cursed, like, from Ring, you know, the movie Ring.
So wait, like, are we putting the movie Ring in the thing, too? Now we have two movies.
Huh?
Now we have two movies. We're doing the movie Ring and the movie Holes? These are two round things.
In reference to the movie Ring, if you watch this tape of Holes, you become Shia LaBeouf in 7 days.
Well, I don't want... Why do we want to put this in the ground? I mean, because eventually, who knows what ungodly thing is going to come out of the ground?
Dude, it's already a garden. It's already ungodly. Hey.
Wow. Zap!
No, but I have native grass. I have native grass. It's great for drainage. It takes a lot of, you know, help with flooding in our area.
Yeah, the grass. Oh, sure, yeah. Our wetlands. You know, there is a wetland part of the garden that is very wet and very salty.
Yeah.
And so maybe some wild grass would be nice. Anyway, I don't want, like, some part of Shia LaBeouf to come out of the ground and frighten people. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the thing is, the grass is for me to hide behind to then jump out from, to, you know.
That's not going to happen, because I don't want you hiding in my garden. All right, I'll... Hold on, I got to dig. This is the wet area of the ground, so I need to... All right, plant the wild grass. And then also the VHS of Holes. I guess plant that in there too. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, I'll put it together. You got it? Is that going to be okay in that hole?
Yeah. It's Bucci's community garden. We bury them deep.
We bury them deep.
All right.
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay. I was thinking potatoes because they're super easy to grow right now.
Yes. Why? I know the answer,
so
but the people in the chat don't.
Let me ask you this, Bucci. Let me ask you.
Sure.
Have you ever left some potatoes in the kitchen and totally forgot about them, and they start growing these creepy eyes?
Yeah, the eyes, yeah. Uh-huh, I do.
Yeah, so when they start doing that, they're ready to seed. So you just take that monster potato with all the eyes that's kind of mushy,
yeah,
maybe about to start smelling, and you bury it in the ground, and then a potato plant comes.
Wow.
Okay,
yeah, that's great. You know what, I can never get enough of those mashed potatoes, and I just... So I, you know, all the potatoes I can get, I will have. And you can have as well. And it's not just for me. I can buy my own food.
Yeah,
all right,
I love the potato.
Emily, I've been digging a hole.
Okay.
And why don't you put that rotten old potato right in this massive hole that I just dug?
All right, let me try to remember what pocket I put it in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There it is.
Here it is.
All right.
All right. Got it. I'm ready.
Just drop that thing in, that horrible looking thing, and it'll grow and be beautiful.
All right. Ready? Here we go.
I'm ready. All right. There it goes. I'm going to cover it up with the earth and check back in a couple of weeks, and maybe a big mashed potato tree will be grown.
Oh, I hope so. Or maybe twice baked.
Yeah. Ooh, a twice baked potato. That's good. Or au gratin. Give me an au gratin bush. Ding, ding.
No, I have a little bit of an out-of-the-box idea for your garden, your community garden.
Okay, as long as it's not out of the community garden, as long as it's not so far out of the garden you're planting it in the street.
It's actually, in a way, deep in the community, too, and it's going to take a long time for this idea to flower, because fortunately, the entire FMU DJ community is still on the planet. But what if DJ passes away... Either their bodies or remains or favorite records just all wind up in the community garden. So it becomes a DJ mixtape kind of cemetery.
Wait, we're not burying.
We're
not
tomatoes.
Burying DJs in this garden? Are we burying DJs in this garden? Or are we just burying their music their record collections?
That's the option of the will.
Oh, that's right. The will. So people have to put this in their will.
Yeah, so each FMU DJ, you know, past, present, and future,
could
be elected to be either buried their records or, you know, just say, yeah, Dave the Spaz now is a tomato bush.
That would be nice. He would make a good tomato bush. I bet, and
exactly.
I bet that you
like,
bit into that tomato, it'd be like,
AM,
you know what comes out of that tomato? Great.
Stuff.
Music.
Party.
All right, so, and then I'm just got a text from station manager Ken. He would like to be, he wants to be buried in this garden. He wants to be buried with Andy Breckman.
That would be very nice.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, I was ahead of the curve with this, thinking that
let's not give
like,
yourself too credit.
Space of cemeteries right, was happening on Rust Avenue.
I gotta get this hole dug.
58th Street. You can't believe how much arable land it could have been. So I would suggest everybody follow through, and they actually started following through. People are actively, you know, bypassing cemeteries and starting to turn themselves into compostable remains.
Ding, ding, ding.
Deep. I want to put a zucchini in so you could eat the zucchini and the zucchini flower.
Yeah, zucchini flowers are delightful when they're sprinkled over a plate of gnocchi, or however you pronounce that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. So zucchinis, and what do you do? How do you? I know how to make zucchinis grow, but how do you do it? Maybe it's different.
Oh, man. My mom does them, and I think she just kind of sticks them in the ground kind of thing.
Ding, ding, ding.
You're going to do the compost. You're going to put all your fingernails and your hair or whatnot in a bucket.
Hair clippings, old food
toilet
scraps.
Toilet paper rolls. Yep, yep.
Toilet paper
cotton
rolls,
balls.
Used, unused.
Okay, so you work on the compost, and next week call back with that, and we'll kind of line the garden with that.
I love it.
Ding, 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 ding.
Hey, this is Bucci again from the rehearsal dinner. Before we get into Bucci's community garden and pool hall part two, let's listen to Alan Vega, a song off of his much maligned album, Just a Million Dreams. It's much maligned by Alan Vega. He didn't care for this album or for Rick Ocasek's production, but that's a whole other story. The song we're going to hear is Hot Fox. It doesn't have anything to do with gardens or anything. It's just a song. Alan Vega, Hot Fox, only on WFMU.
The garden, your garden, is going great. But it isn't quite finished, unfortunately. There is a second component to this project, which I always planned for, that was in the plans from the beginning. I do believe I also mentioned this, too, because we are first setting up the garden.
We bury them deep.
But also, it's going to be a pool hall as well.
We bury them deep in the pockets of one of our 24 tables.
That ball sound, by the way, is just a sound effect. I don't have any balls. Billiard balls. Jesus Christ. And I don't have... I don't have 25 tables either. I have one table, and it doesn't have legs. My uncle, was supposed to hook me up with a supplier. You know, he's a big-time pool man, and he said, oh, don't worry, hook him up. But it turns out he just hooked himself up with a beer and went to sleep. So that's hit a little bit of a speed bump. That part. I thought I had that all kind of roped, set up, but unfortunately, I don't. So, I really hate to do this, because you have given so much to Bucci and the garden that I feel a little guilty asking you, but I really need your help. I need you to help set up and supply Bucci's pool hall, or Bucci's billiards. I haven't decided which one yet. I need everything for this thing, except for one table. Table. I need 24 tables and one additional pair of legs. Is that a Bucci adage? No. Why would it be? Yeah, so if you can imagine the vision, close your eyes, even if you're in a car. Imagine the vision. You have a beautiful, beautiful garden, right? And it's so nice. And it's, but then off to the side, we got this equally beautiful pool hall. Right next to the garden. And I've made a little stone, I've already set this little stone-lined path that goes from the entrance, and it will lead to the spot where the pool hall will eventually be. I don't even have walls for this. Shh, be quiet! I don't even have walls for this thing yet. So I'm going to need walls. Everything. Soup to nuts to walls for this thing. And it's going to be a place where the whole community can come. Now, the garden is free, but there is a $15 entry fee for the pool hall. That's standard.
Ding, 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 ding.
What is your contribution to this pool hall?
I'm going to make one simple one.
Okay.
The lighting.
Yes, lighting.
You need to have those lamps that are over the pool table itself so that you could watch, you know, the game.
The stained glass ones, right? The ones that are, like, long and they have the stained glass on them, right? That's what I want.
Them as pool table chandeliers.
Yeah, I don't know what the technical name is, but, yeah, it looks like a beautiful... I mean, it's very specific to pool halls and, you know, certain sex rooms. But, like, it's... They're perfect for that. So you want to... Do you have these things? Do you have them on hand?
Only at the lodge that I belong to.
Okay.
But...
Do you think you can get them from the lodge?
The rest of the place needs to be subdued. The lighting cannot be nearly as bright as it is over each of the 25.
Yes, obviously. I already... You know, I know that about pool halls. I know the one thing about pool halls I know is you don't turn the overhead lights on. You gotta create an ambiance around each individual pool table. Is that a Bucci adage? So, all right, so do you think you can steal them from this lodge, these tables, or buy them or something like that?
No, it's only one table in the lodge, in what we call the ready room.
I need 25.
I mean, it'll be an effort, you know, toward the, you only need, what, 24 more?
Yeah, we only need 24. So I guess if you want to give me the one, and then maybe if everyone gives me one, then we'll be fine, and we'll be able to light this thing up right.
Ding!
So this is stuff that we're bringing? Because I was like, what should the pool hall have? We're building it, right?
No,
like,
we need to build it. We're building it on the roof of WFMU. So we need to we have to build this pool hall from soup to nuts. Except we have one lamp, and we have one pool table without
lights.
So far,
just a lamp. I think that I'm going to bring, I guess, like chalk, because I think it should be free. I don't know if pool halls need to have like the thing where you have to pay money, but I think it should be free, and I think there should be no chalk. So I feel like everyone brings chalk, and it's kind of like bringing everyone together.
I don't know how chalk
is
bringing...
That was my thought, because I guess I got wrong with exactly what we're doing.
Yeah, well, that's okay. That's fine. We'll just move on. You know, this show is all about correcting your mistakes.
That is true.
Let me say, so you are bringing chalk. I was going to just use baby powder because that's cheaper, but you have a chalk source?
I do. I have a lot of them.
Oh, great. So you're going to give me a bunch of chalk. That's perfect. I'm going to check that off.
I'm just the chalk distributor, then. There you go. So
you're my
CD. I'm providing all of it.
Chalk ding, 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 ding.
Two mummies. One on a bar stool.
Two mummies.
And the other one standing
up next to
them.
I don't have this on my list at all.
The one on the bar stool is, like, leaning towards the table, and the other one is just holding his cue, waiting for their turn.
Okay.
Because it's only... This is not a pool hall. There's one table, okay? And everybody wants to play. So he's waiting for all those not very good players to get out of the way so the mummies can do it.
So they're... Okay, so you imagine that on one of the... We're going to have 25 tables eventually, hopefully. But on one of them...
Okay, but you're starting with one.
No. On one, there's around... So you want to put around my only table a bunch of mummies?
They're not...
Well, I stumped
you. Yes, I do, as a matter of fact.
Yes, in fact, to be fair, that is what you
it's
want.
It's like, you know what? They died and got wrapped up with
I guess it's a conversation.
Waiting for you to finish
I
your game.
I guess it's a conversation starter. What are those mummies doing here? We thought it would be fun.
Well, it would be unnerving.
Are there any other tables? No.
Ding, 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 ding.
So here's what I envision.
Uh-huh.
A series of motorized screens that come down and surround each pool table at the will of the customers to privatize
each pool playing space. You follow me?
Yes, I do. So it's like a modesty screen, but for your lousy pool game.
Exactly. The pool game may be fine. No judgment about the quality of the pool game, but yes, it's about modesty.
I see. So, interesting. So, this would have to be an option, like, right? I mean, I don't want everyone behind these. It sounds like these, but if you are, like, self-conscious about your pool, but you don't want to watch people watch you playing pool, you can, like, put in $15 and a modesty screen kind of lowers around the table.
Mm-hmm. Maybe there's, like, a pool shark angle where you can conceal from the other players how good you are. Although, I guess you don't want to encourage that at your establishment.
What? Why do I want to encourage them? I want to encourage everything at my establishment.
Pool sharking? Like?
Oh, no. We need pool sharks. That was another thing we need. We need to have a couple of old-timer pool sharks to hang around to give the place a little bit of a, you know, a dangerous flair.
Well, happy to help.
All right. Thanks for. Do you want any apples?
I would love an apple.
All right. Here it is. Don't crunch it on the radio. It's bad radio.
Ding, ding.
Those statues make me uncomfortable. I don't like having cherubs in the garden. So we have not, we have cherubs, but I put a sack over all of them. What?
Yeah, but if you've got these little fountains at each corner pocket, right?
The
cherub boys, you know, they're constantly peeing or spitting.
Yes.
You've seen those. And so the cross-pollination is the other kind of pool, swimming pool. And you've got those. The fountains are feeding down to the swimming pools under the table. So folks can work on their laps while other people are playing billiard pools over top of them.
Can we just, like, compromise and maybe it's a foot bath or something like that? Like, everyone's standing in a foot bath while they're playing pool? Can we at least compromise on that?
Yeah, as long as we can have those fountains with the cherubs.
Yeah, okay, but they have to have pants. But, Seth, they have to have pants on.
They can pee their pants.
No, they're not peeing their pants. The water is coming out of their fingers or something, and they're wearing pants and a shirt and a Kangol cap.
Ding, 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 ding.
You hang around a lot of pool halls. What do you look for in a pool hall?
Well, of course I look for a table.
Yes, there you go.
I'm bringing another table and
one more
lamp.
Okay, so now
for it.
Great. So now we have two tables, four legs, and two lamps. This is great. Do you have any billiard balls?
Yeah, I have a pack of 10,
pack of 10.
I also will have a stage. I'm going to bring in a stage that way a band can play, and then
interesting. That's a nice little venue. What was that last thing?
A fire extinguisher.
Yes.
The fire.
Man, you are thoughtful. Like, I need to. Maybe you can manage this pool hall. That'll be great. You envision this place to also have a venue to you can play rock or rap shows there.
Yeah.
Okay. That will work, though. I feel like sometimes the band might get put off by all the clacking and clanking of these billiard balls.
Yeah, but the band would be on after the games are done.
Oh. Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, do you think you might be able to take your friend's pool table and bring it over to Bootry?
It would take a lot of sneaking, but I think.
Okay, well, I don't want to put any pressure on you. I don't want you to commit any crimes. Unless you want to. So, all right. So what else do you think other than the table?
I was thinking.
Yes?
We could also put, like, a corner. Like, if you get really stressed out from your battle of a pool table, like a championship.
Yep.
You have, like, this corner that there's a bunch of plushies or, like, fidgets that you can just, like, relax.
I see, like a beanbag chair and maybe some soft Pikachus or something.
Yeah.
That's interesting, like a chill-out area. Because pool halls can be stressful, what with all the grifting and all the, you know, all the pool sharks and the money and, like, the clanking noises and, like... I think that's a nice little chill-out room. Again, this is great. Henry, what do you think? What do you want? Real quick. Chill-out
room. If anybody gets... thirsty, Rusty.
Yes?
I'm going to make, like, this area that has, like, drinks. Kind of like, it won't be, like, really, really big. It's just, like, next to, Sophie's, like, calming corner.
Oh, I see. That makes sense. So you can sit in your calming area with some nice, low lighting and, like, a scarf draped over a lamp. And then you can have a glass of water or Coke or, you know, Mr. Pibbs or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Or coconut water, because we have a lot of coconut water. And you know what? I can get strawberry juice, plum juice, all sorts of stuff.
And I know what to put in a little drink area.
Okay, what?
So, coconut water, like anything with coconuts. Pina colada. You can either have your pina colada without alcohol or with if you're like a grown up.
Yep.
Ding, 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 ding.
I've spent time in pool halls.
Yeah, no.
And the most popular and well run ones are sometimes ones that have different variations of billiards. You know?
Yep.
You get like the snooker. Mm-hmm. You get like maybe you get a couple racks for nine ball.
Sure.
You know, karam. You know, carambola, you know, like kind of like that kind of style,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes.
You have a different crowd, you know, you're intermingling different communities, you know?
That's interesting because the snooker people really look down on the billiard people and the pool people,
right?
Because they think, oh, it's like hard pool, like snooker is,
right?
Like hard pool. So that would be interesting to kind of get people together under one roof, which we still haven't built yet, but...
Well, you know, I the shingles are coming, but... There's no roof to put them on, so I don't...
Ding, 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 ding.
I got the pool trampolines. They're little trampolines you bounce on while you hit the pool balls.
Oh, those trampolines. I know. I think I know. So it's a small trampoline, like a personal trampoline?
Exactly.
Now, that makes the game a lot harder.
Keep them in the comfy corner.
How many of these pool... All right, how many of these pool trampolines do you have?
I got five of them.
Five pool trampolines. Okay. And the condition Addy?
Perfect. Well,
perfect.
Four of them are good. One's so
four good ones. What, gently used?
Gently used.
J-G-U. All right, this is good. And do you have any, like, insurance or something like that? Because I feel like people are going to get hurt on these trampolines. Do you have anything? They come with a warranty or something?
I think Double G, the bouncer, is going to kind of be...
No. Double G is not the bouncer. That's someone else. But, Addy, okay. This is great. We, again, have this... We don't have any billiard balls, but we do have pool trampolines. So
there
you go.
We can find them.
Those will come. Your lips to God's ears and my lips to God's ears. Let's just both talk to God.
Cool. Ding, 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 ding.
Micah, do you want to add something to a pool hall?
I'll be bringing the crab lice and the head lice. They like to live on the felt surfaces.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
They pass on to human contact.
Ding, 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 ding.
Bucci. Okay, this is the third and final part of the trilogy. Bucci's Community Garden and Pool Hall Part 3, The Haberdashery. This is where it gets real. Good.
The garden is for all, the pool hall is for all who can pay the $15 cover. And like I said, we're looking to make the overall benefit of the community. So I just wanted to give you an update on all of that. So just to know that your contributions have not gone... have not been for naught. Naught. So it's not great news. The combination of these two things, a garden and a pool hall within the same area, there have been some complications which I did not necessarily see. For one, the pool hall is attracting an unsavory element to the garden. I was looking for savory people, and I got unsavory people. I'll tell you, these pool hall players, those pool players have no respect, to quote Rodney Dangerfield's wife. They are just awful. They're not obeying the 12 p.m. curfew. They're not sticking to the stone line path that leads from the entrance to the pool hall, the going off path. Someone went off the path and stole all of the apples and walnuts and grapes from the garden. With that, they made a giant walled off salad, which whoever did it ate it so quickly, they regurgitated all over the amaryllis flowers, making them horrible. They're stubbing their cigars out on all the pumpkins, planting switchblade trees. It's a disaster. But then it became more complicated because in addition, the pool players are saying they're having trouble with the gardeners. They say the bean plants that we planted are wrapping around their pool cues. And they're also saying the sprinklers keep going off and soaking the felt on the pool tables, where there's only two tables. They're also complaining about that, and there's no billiard balls or walls in the pool hall. And as I've told them, this is not my fault. This is, and I'm sorry, your fault, and I'm talking to you. You failed to provide these pool sharks and this pool-playing scum with a functioning pool hall. We have a place for gardeners, we have a place for pool players, but what about people who don't garden or play pool? What are they supposed to do? That is an avenue to explore, which is why I'm pleased to announce the Bucci Community Garden and Pool Hall and Haberdashery.
We bury them deep and sell hats.
Yeah, so I've sold a portion of the pool hall to a haberdashery. So the vision is, people can plant pool or buy a hat. And I feel like that will sort out the issues that we have in some way. So as of yesterday, the pool hall has a side room where hats have sold. And I'm not going to make the same mistake three times, so I made sure that this place, the haberdashery,
we bury them deep and sell hats.
This haberdashery has walls, nice, thick concrete walls. 2 feet thick, these walls are. And again, I unfortunately had to dig up a portion of the garden to build these walls, but it's fine. We only lost the mango tree and the tomatoes and half the carrots and corn and the strawberries and all the dirt.
Ding, 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 ding.
My first hat is just a baseball hat, and it says, Fish fear me, women want me. I think it's very stylish.
Yep, fish fear me, women want me.
Yeah.
And what is there a fish on it, like a scared fish or a woman on it, or what's on this baseball hat other than the words?
It's a little green fish on there. It's just looking.
Okay, so that's a good one. I feel like that's it's humorous, and. That's a good one. All right, so what else do you have? Fish fear me.
Okay. I have another baseball hat that just says Foxy Grandpa on there.
So these are all baseball hats?
No, the last one is not a baseball hat.
Okay, fish fear me hat and then a Foxy Grandpa hat.
Yes. And my final one is it's an antique Japanese samurai helmet.
Wow.
And it does say, women fear me and fish want me.
The Japanese, the samurai helmet says women want me and, wait, what does the Japanese helmet say?
It says, women fear me and fish want me.
That's very rare. I've heard tell of samurai helmets that have words on them, but I've never actually seen one in real life. That's great, because I can sell that for $200 right there. All right, Kate. Those are great. All right, so where did you get this samurai helmet? Just because I want to make sure that it's authentic and not something that you made in your garage.
No. I don't even have a garage, so don't worry.
Oh, okay. All right. That's fair. And it's real words. It's not stuck on with a post-it note or anything like that.
No, I didn't hot glue it on there. That's what you're after.
That is what I'm asking, and you've assuaged my fears. Thank you, Kate. I have three beautiful hats to start my haberdashery with.
I want hats and I want bonnets.
Okay, so I don't have any bonnets. I have two baseball hats and a samurai helmet. Do you want any of those? And a fez.
Can any of them tie under my chin like a bonnet?
The fez can be tied under your chin. Yes, there is a string that you can tie under your chin so it won't fall off when you're running.
Okay, I think that could work.
So you want that? Okay, so you're gonna wear the you want this fez? Would you mind trying it on?
Yeah.
All right, you're putting it on.
Oh, too big.
Oh, looks like the hat is too big for you, Anna. Do you have any hats that you want to sell me?
No, I was really hoping that you had a bonnet.
Ding, 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 ding.
What do you have? Do you want a hat or do you have a hat?
Oh, no, I'm selling, bro. I'm definitely selling.
All right, what do you got? What do you got?
I have a crocheted toupee.
A crocheted toupee. Interesting. So it's hair, but it's actually a hat. It looks okay, right? Am I hearing that correctly?
Yeah. It's mohair. It's made out of mohair.
Mohair.
But, you know, it's crocheted and it's a toupee.
Okay, so what's the hairstyle though? What kind of hairstyle is it?
Mohawk.
It's a mohawk mohair toupee.
Crocheted.
It's a crochet.
It's really made in the garage.
Mohair. Mohawk. Crochet toupee.
Ding, 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 ding.
I bought this at the flea market a couple of months ago. And it's kind of a green felt.
Okay.
And it has red polka-dotted mushrooms growing out of the top.
Green felt. You didn't steal felt off this my pool table, though, to make this hat, right?
No, actually, like I told you, I got this a couple
of
months ago.
Well, I know you said that.
This predated the pool table business.
All right. I just had to ask because you said green felt, so that triggered me because I do have – someone did cut a big square out of one of these pool tables that I
– Well, that wasn't me.
Ding, 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 ding.
All right, Kensington Blanchhood. What kind of hat do you have or want?
Well, my friend Bucci, I was rummaging through my hat shelf and
your what?
My hat shelf.
Oh, your hat shelf. Okay. Go ahead.
I was looking for my prized brown derby, but instead I found the request that your previous caller mentioned.
What?
I found a bonnet.
Oh, you have a bonnet for Anna. Oh, wow. Okay. And you can tie it under the chin, right?
Absolutely.
Because that would be worthless if you couldn't. Cotton. All right, what's your name again? Wethington Smorthmore?
Kensington Blanchard.
Kensington Blanchard. Well, we have a Kensington Blanchard. What color is the bonnet?
Well, the bonnet is a fine cream with a floral pattern.
Don't say fine cream on the air. I don't think we can say that. But we can. All right, so that sounds like a great hat. So do you want a hat real quick? Do you want any of these hats that I have? I need to sell these hats so I can fund the community garden, so I can fund the pool hall.
Well, if I'm giving up my prized bonnet with the frills and
yes.
The common evening print,
yes.
Print,
yes.
I would request a frilly hat.
Okay,
no,
I have. Well, the samurai hat is slightly frilly. It does have a lace on the inside's lace. So is that frilly enough for you?
Yes, and it protects the cranium too.
All right, that's great. All right, so put it on, please.
Oh, it's quite heavy.
I fit perfectly.
That hat fits perfectly on you.
Ding, 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 ding.
All right, do you have a hat there, hero?
Oh, yeah, I have a few things.
Yeah, what do you got?
A few hats.
Well, what do you have?
I have a bonnet, too. I just got it.
Bonnet?
It's a purple.
Purple bonnet. So we now have two bonnets. We have a one bonnet and then a purple bonnet. I forgot to write down Kensington Worthmore's color of his bonnet. But all right, so that's nice. And it has a you can tie it around your neck or your face. All right. And what else do you have?
I have a sun hat.
A who?
A white sun hat.
Oh, a sun hat. Sun hat. So this reflects the sun or absorbs the sun or it shaped like the sun? What do you mean by sun hat?
Well, it helps you from not getting hot from the sun. It blocks the sun.
It blocks. How much of the sun does it block, though?
I'd say 80%.
Oh, that's not bad. That's pretty good. I mean, 100%, a hat that blocked 100% of the sun would just be a sack or something, and that's no good. That's not very fashionable. All right, so we have a sun hat, and we have a bonnet. Anything else real quick?
Yeah, I have one hat.
These pool players.
It is a cap hat, a general cap
hat. Oh, like a baseball hat.
It says WFMU.
Oh, a W.
I love WFMU.
I love WFMU. That's a very, that hat loves something, which most hats don't love anything, so that's nice. It's a WFMU baseball hat, and that will sell very quickly. If I know WFMU listeners, they will wear a WFMU baseball hat.
Bye.
Right. All right, Hero, do you want a hat? Do you want one of these hats?
Well, I heard there's a baseball hat.
Yeah, a baseball hat that hates fish. And do you want the baseball hat that hates fish or a baseball hat that loves fish? Or
that loves fish.
Okay, could you try that on for me, though?
Yeah.
Too big!
Oh, it's too big, Hero. I'm sorry.
I know.
No. Well, keep trying on hats, man, or keep growing. All right, what kind of hat? What quick? Do you want the samurai helmet that hates fish and loves women, or loves fish and hates women?
How about loves fish and loves women?
I don't have that. No, I don't have that. You can't just walk into a haberdashery and say, hey, can I have this thing that doesn't exist? No. I'm sorry,
Seth.
It's
worth asking.
No, it's not. All right, goodbye. What's the thing again?
We bury them deep and sell hats.
The haberdashery sells hats and it's a boot, and it's, and also
Bucci's Pool Hall. We bury them deep and that in the pockets of one of our 24 tables.
And all those things are nested within the garden, Bucci's Community Garden.
We bury them deep.
Ding, 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 ding.
What kind of hat do you have? Or do you want to buy a hat?
Well, my...
Because we have like two bonnets.
Yeah, I'm interested. There was a guy that was doing a toupee, right?
Yeah, no, it's a crocheted toupee of a and it's mohair. It's a mohair mohawk that is also goes down into a tank top, which I don't know how far it goes down. It could be just like go down above the belly button, which would be nice.
Well, I did buzz my head recently, and I'm feeling a little naked without it, so I might be interested in that.
Mm. Okay, so do you want you? All right, well, let's. Well, what kind of hat do you have, though?
Yeah, well, I have a lot. My father died last year, and he loved hats.
Sorry.
And so a lot of baseball caps of different kinds. He had a Jimi Hendrix one, a Pink Floyd, some solid colors.
Oh, that's cool.
Like skulls and skeletons.
I like that.
And then
that.
I know it's for hats, but head garments, he had lots of bandanas.
You know what I was thinking last night while I was tossing and turning? I'm thinking, should I sell bandanas in this haberdashery? And couldn't decide. So you think I should sell these bandanas?
Yeah. Probably my rarest hat is a Kurt Vonnegut cat butt hat.
Oh, that's interesting.
It has the picture that he drew from the Breakfast Champion.
Yes. I know about that image. So it's a Kurt Vonnegut. That is actually pretty cool. Does it say Kurt Vonnegut anywhere on the hat?
No.
Okay, so write Kurt Vonnegut on it and send it to me.
Okay.
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, what? I fit perfectly.
You fit perfectly. It fits perfectly on you.
I'll never leave
kind of
your head.
Kind of like a rat tail almost.
Again.
Yes. All right. Thanks, Zach. What did you say, hat?
I'll never leave your head. Again.
Well, hats need to leave people's heads. You can't just live on heads, on people's heads. Call Riga Bucci.
Ding, 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 ding.
You want to get a White Sox hat or a Cubs hat or a Bulls hat or a... what do you want? Or a hat that just says Chicago or the Chicago flag? What?
Well, it's funny that you should mention that because I got a hat for
no.
you.
No. Okay.
It's a very valuable White Sox hat.
Okay. What era? Why is it valuable? Did Frank Thomas wear it?
Better than Frank Thomas, none other than Chet Lemon.
Oh, okay, a Chet Lemon hat. That's cool. So you didn't pull it off his head, though, right?
No, I got it at a fundraiser. It was a raffle for an animal shelter, and I won this autographed Chet Lemon hat from 1981.
That's a heck of a sentence there, Stan. All right, so it's a Chet Lemon baseball hat. It's not autographed by him. Did you say it was autographed?
Absolutely. It says, Best Wishes, Jerry.
Who's Jerry?
He was signing it to some guy named Jerry.
Oh, so you... Okay, you took it from Jerry, or he died, or passed away, or sold it to you?
I don't know what happened to Jerry.
All right, we'll never find out. So, Stan, do you have a hat that you want to take from here? I got some baseball hats. I got a samurai helmet. No, I think I gave away the samurai helmet. I have some bonnets. Foxy, you know, Grandpa hat?
I'll take anything that you recommend as long as it's not a Cubs hat.
Okay, yeah. Take the Foxy Grandpa hat. That's great because you sound like a Foxy Grandpa.
I feel like it.
Okay, put it on.
Hey, there you go. It's
too small.
No, it's too small. All right, sorry, Stan, but thank you for your hat contribution. This is great. I have all these hats hanging up in on this, on these spikes on this concrete wall, and this is going to bring in people, classy people, people who like hats. They're not the scum of the earth like these pool tables are, pool hustlers are, and they're not all these hippies like the gardeners are with no money. So we have this beautiful, rich population coming in, funding the pool hall, funding the garden, and funding all these pumpkins that I'm trying to friggin' raise. Micah, do you have a hat that you want to add to my haberdashery?
Do you remember these hats? Well, you're kind of young, so you may not remember, but sure. They were like these shaggy denim hats, and
shaggy denim, like a bucket hat that had,
yes,
like a fringe, right?
Exactly.
Yes, yes, yes,
and,
yes.
But they were cut out for the eyes, and they had.
Well, you lost me on the eyes.
They had these really cheap colored gels that you could see through, like sun gels.
That's
sun
amazing. Visor. So it's protecting you against the sun, and you have the glasses, the things, and it's fashionable, right? It's very fashionable.
No, it's from the 70s. It's not fashionable at all.
Okay, well, I'll take it. Thanks very much. That's a good one. I'm going to charge $200 for that one, and it came off of Micah's head, so I'm going to actually, that's another 100.
Ding, ding.
You're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online all the time at WFMU.org. Up next, the man Billy Jam. Put the needle on the record. Who listens to Bucci?